For weeks, the song I Can't Wait by Hilary Duff has been in the top three on Radio Disney stations across the country. Elsewhere, the song hasn't even made it to the top 50. Some critics say this is what happens when one company controls the recording artist, the record label, and the radio network. Others say it's just good marketing. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
As most people know, Disney is no Mickey Mouse operation. Among its assets are theme parks, a television network, a few film studios, a record label, and 52 radio stations nationwide. Hilary Duff seems to be everywhere on Disney. On the Disney Channel, she's the star of the kids' show Lizzie McGuire and an original movie, Cadet Kelly. She's got a music video, and she's one of their recording artists. Disney says that Duff is on the top of their charts because she is one of the most frequently requested artists on their radio network. Sean Ross, editor of the Airplay Monitors, has no reason to question that. Airplay Monitors follows the radio music industry. Although Hilary Duff may not be a hit elsewhere, he says she appeals to Disney's audience, which is largely under 14 years old.
There are also records of almost identical profiles on other labels that are receiving the same sort of airplay on Radio Disney that aren't being played anywhere else. I think for some people, the surprise is not that they're hearing Hilary Duff. The surprise is that they're not hearing When You Wish Upon a Star.
But Hilary Duff is as much of a Disney property as Jiminy Cricket ever was, says Robert McChesney, a professor of communications at the University of Illinois at Urbana. He thinks Disney consumers are being subjected to one big commercial. McChesney says Disney has forgotten that the radio licenses it was granted from the government have certain obligations.
That means they will do something with the stations they would not do if they were just out to maximize profit. I mean, that's what the law says. And Disney, by simply using these airwaves to promulgate its sort of commercial interests, even in the non-commercial part of the hour, I think violates the trust that's expected of licensees when they hold these licenses to valuable and scarce channels for communication.
McChesney is worried about a trend towards conglomeration in the media. That is, a company like Disney owning many different outlets. Another example is AOL Time Warner. They can promote their recording artists on the AOL website and their internet radio station. McChesney thinks our antitrust laws need some reforming. He says right now they are set up to keep one company from monopolizing an entire industry.
So if you had one company at all the movie studios, one company at all the TV networks, one company at all the music, if you had five companies that divided that up between them that way, our antitrust laws wouldn't permit that.
McChesney says our laws do permit five different companies to each own a radio network, a television network, and a record company.
But in the end, you've basically got five companies that control everything.
But can all that promotion really turn Hilary Duff into a hit?
Hilary Duff kicks off a cool Yule with their first holiday special on Radio Disney, Santa Claus Lane.
Some say no matter how much Disney promotes its artists, listeners won't buy it unless they like it. Whitney Broussard is an attorney who represents musicians.
You can't make people like something. You can push things out and you can really promote something very hard. You know, at the end of the day, the public is fickle. And if they don't like something, they're going to move on to other things. There's a lot of competition for people's attention spans these days.
But Jenny Toomey of the nonprofit Future of Music Coalition says not everyone has as much power to promote as Disney. With so many resources, the company has a better chance of shaping public taste.
We've all had that one moment where a song comes on and it's familiar and you're like, oh, I like this song. And then you realize a minute later, like, no, this is the song you hate. But it's just that it's familiar to you, and people like what's familiar. So if you actually have the power to make people listen to a song 16 times, that makes a hit.
Anyone who's had enough of Hilary Duff can always buy a copy of Disney's Adventure magazine and vote in the 2002 Radio Disney Music Awards. It includes a category for song you can't stand, but sing along to anyway. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
I can't wait for the time to come, and I'll be shining like the sun. Yeah.